39. Obedience. Matthew 5, 17 through 19. Do I understand what Jesus meant when he said he came not to abolish, but to fulfill the law? Do not think that I have come to abolish the law or the prophets. I have not come to abolish them, but to fulfill them. I tell you the truth, until heaven and earth disappear, not the smallest letter, not the least stroke of a pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Anyone who breaks one of the least of these commandments and teaches others to do the same will be called least in the kingdom of heaven. But whoever practices and teaches these commands will be called great in the kingdom of heaven. Insight. I met a Dove Award-winning Christian music video producer over coffee one time. I shared my testimony of how my relationship with God became extraordinary when I got intentional about obeying the commands of Christ. He grew up in a very religious home in the Bible Belt of the U.S. He saw legalistic righteousness in his father, apart from an actual loving relationship with God. And so the idea of obedience seemed repulsive to him. As a result, he had run to the Grace Movement and wanted me to know a few reasons why I should probably lighten up. I walked away sad, knowing here was another man who the devil was able to cut off from an authentic personal relationship with God by perverting the concept of obedience to him. We can't know God without intentionally obeying him. See 1 John 2, 3-6. But we can be totally deceived into thinking we do. Have you ever been confused on this whole issue of grace versus keeping the law and obedience to Christ? To be in relationship with God and to go to heaven, we must be in right standing with Him, righteousness. In the Old Testament, or the Old Covenant, righteousness came from obeying all of God's laws. See Deuteronomy 6:25. However, because of their sin nature, they were not able to keep the law. See Romans 8:7. And there were constant breaks in the relationship. Their sin could be forgiven by God through animal sacrifices, but they were not able to completely remove their sin or their guilty conscience, which still impeded their worship and their relationship with God. See Hebrews chapter 10, verses 1 through 4. Jesus changed all of this. Jesus did not abolish the law or its moral requirements, but he did abolish the way we are to meet those requirements. The law of Moses, with all its regulations and rules, were intended to be like keep out fences around sinfulness. But because of our sin nature, it makes people want to sin even more. See Romans 7:8, making them slaves to sin. Romans 7:14. But the righteousness that comes from Christ not only cleanses us from all past guilt, see Hebrews 10:22, but gives us a new, born-again nature with His power to set us free from sin making us slaves to righteousness. See Romans 6, 16 through 18. When we are born again, the Holy Spirit of Jesus lives in us, and as we daily depend on Him, He empowers us to live a life of love, which is the fulfillment of all the law. See Romans 13, verse 10. He gives us an internal power to live godly, rather than just the old external pressure of the law upon a guilty conscience and an unchanged sin nature. A quote Christian that still struggles with living in sin, like Paul did while under the law, see Romans 7, 14 through 20, before he was born again and set free by the Holy Spirit, see Romans 8, 2, should consider that they may not yet be truly born again. A guilty conscience and a desire to do good is not evidence of being born again. Even sinners can feel guilty because right and wrong is written on their hearts. See Hebrews 10:16. However, a truly born-again Christian is no longer controlled by the sinful nature. See Romans 8:9 through 10. Yes, we still have a sin nature that wants its way and creates conflict. See Galatians 5:17. But it is to be considered dead. See Romans 6:11 and 15 through 18. Because it is overpowered by the grace we receive from the Spirit as we humbly obey and trust Him. Christians are still tempted to occasionally sin, but they will not be able to stay in it, enjoy it, or keep returning to it without great pain. See 1 John 3:9 and 1 John 5:18. The Bible warns us much about not being carnal believers who end up missing out on heaven, despite how much false teaching tries to twist the scriptures, saying it's all okay. See Matthew 5:29, Romans 8:6 through 9, Galatians 5:19 through 21, Galatians 6:8, Hebrews 10:26 through 27, Titus 1:16, and Jude 1:4. Yes, Jesus did abolish the external regulations like circumcision, festivals, sacrifices, Sabbath keeping, don't eat, don't touch, etc. See Ephesians 2:15 through 16, Colossians 2:20 through 23. But we are still required to uphold the moral law of God. See Romans 3:31, and to obey the Lord's commands and to live by the Spirit. See Romans 8:12 through 13 and Galatians 5:25, growing up into our salvation. See Hebrews 6:11 through 12 and 1 Peter 2:2.